Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Steve King and Johnny Putman in for Steve Cochran at WGN Radio. I'm enjoying this a whole lot. Not just the music, but the look on Roger Badish's
face. The purple.
Russell, what's his name? Russell.
You haven't figured out who this is yet.
No. I have the image because of the tone of the voice and the pacing and everything.
All right. Not
Leon.
No.
No, it's a good guess. This guy's physique is very Frosty the Snowman-like.
Come on.
John.
No. Okay. Does he play an instrument?
At first I thought, when I thought it was Leon Russell with the guitar, but now if you're saying no, and I hear the piano very prominent.
Yeah, okay.
That's why I'm thinking.
Piano prominent, and it would be...
Wow.
I'm taking away your rock and roll man card.
No, I'm totally lost. You got to understand, I've been up since like 5 yesterday.
Oh, come on.
I got to find
an
excuse
here. And that was just a big morning, you know.
Yeah.
Shane, do you have any idea who this is?
No, I do not.
I'm trying to think of the voice.
It's the Jolly Fat Man.
Yeah, Burl Ives is the only other.
Burl Ives.
Wait, time out. Andy knew.
That's Blueberry Hill Man.
Yeah, Fast Domino.
Oh my God!
Absolutely right.
So I was right on the instrument, but
you
not
were.
The.
Yeah.
This is like so. But that voice is.
It's very New Orleans.
That's why I went to the other two guesses.
It's a great Christmas album.
Boy, I've got two demerits now this morning. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Before we came in, I went to our Christmas record collection and brought in a ton of CDs.
Then I went through them and picked out the ones we wouldn't bring into the radio station. So you can all relax.
She thinks.
What? Is that why you went back in the house?
Because we have to play some of the traditional Christmas songs.
Like Walking Around in Women's Underwear.
Well, Walking Around in Women's Underwear. And,
well, how about Bob Collins' favorite song?
Oh.
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Well, there's that.
Yes.
And Shane, I'm sure you would like, I'm sure it's on your top 10, Pimp My Sleigh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
That's what I left on the dining room table.
No, you thought you left it. I had to run back in to get my keys, and oh, gee, there's
that
CD.
Yes. Ho, 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 right, Steve? Yeah.
Speaking of ho, ho, ho.
Oh, yes. As we drive on the Kennedy Expressway, anyone who travels on 94, if you're from out of town, you take the Kennedy, which is not labeled the Kennedy for a lot of folks. It's 90-94. You're coming through Chicago. You're heading out toward the airport. On your right-hand side, you see this fabulous light display. If you're coming in on the Edens or the Kennedy, on your left-hand side, as you come around the curve, boom, there's this light display.
And that's Novak Construction.
It is Novak Construction. And we've become buddies with the chief elf over at Novak Construction. Mike Marshak is the guy that climbs on top of that building with his team of little elves, and they're responsible for putting up those lights. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you people doing?
Good. Now, you're not up on the building yet, are you?
I'm in the building. I am looking at the decorations. I am not outside.
And you're thinking, do I really have to go up on the roof on a morning like this?
Yeah, right now we're going to be in probably a rain and wind delay, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. You better have them up before I go home.
Okay.
Guys,
if you don't have it up, she's not going to be happy.
I'm going to be
not happy. We're not happy.
That's okay. Right. Yeah.
They're all shaking their heads. Okay, we'll get it done.
Okay. Right now you've got this cool turkey. And pumpkins, which I like the fact that it's multi-use of the pumpkin display, because that would go from your Halloween to your Thanksgiving, much like my Halloween tree becomes my Thanksgiving tree. What do we have planned for Christmas lights that you're going to put on top of Novak Construction?
That's basically the same display we had up last year. Nothing new this year.
So we got the rocking horse.
Rocking horse, a penguin.
A penguin?
A Penguin.
Okay.
He's been around.
Oh.
There's a sign that says "Season's Greetings."
Yes. You got Santa. You got Santa and the sleigh going up into the sky.
He'll be on a different part of the roof. He'll be up.
Oh, so you're
gonna. We're gonna have a big moose.
A big moose. Every Christmas he's a big moose.
A waving Santa Claus.
Oh.
An LED. That was new last year.
And what about the castle? I love the Christmas castle.
The castle, unfortunately, will not be going up
what?
This year again.
I know. It's coming to my house, right? You're bringing
you
it
wanted.
By.
if you can afford to have it rewired, it's all yours. Unfortunately, that thing has a ton of wiring on it.
Oh, I bet.
And
yes.
Unfortunately, over the years, it takes a beating from the elements.
Oh.
Can't you rewire that in your spare time, Mike?
I think I could.
Steve, don't push the man, okay?
Because I know that Mike is into electronics, because last time we ran into Mike was at a guitar show
we were at.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm assuming that Mike is able to do
like
all
said,
this stuff.
Don't push a man that's got to go stand up on a rainy, rainy morning and plug lights in. Give our listeners an idea of how big the display was. Like the rocking horse is how tall?
The rocking horse, I'm saying it's about 15 feet tall altogether.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And wide, maybe 12 feet wide, 15 feet wide, something like that.
So you have to do some serious anchoring to get those suckers to stay up there. Yeah.
Right. And this and even the assembly pieces are extremely heavy too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we need a crew of guys to help assemble it. And you lay the frame down, you assemble it all, and the rocking horse comes in panels. So it's just like putting a jigsaw together.
Really?
You put it all together. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not all one big piece. It comes off in little sections.
What about the group of little soldiers? You had little tin soldiers.
Yeah. Yeah, they're 15 feet. They're 15 feet high.
Wow.
They'll be up this
year,
too.
That's amazing.
But they're close to being on their last leg, too, because there's so many wiring problems with that.
Well, tell Mr. Novak we need to get new decorations then. So, like, that castle is one of my favorite things. Mr. Novak, get on it for the new year.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, that castle one, it was just so complex with so many wiring issues. It would have been
More
cost-effective to get a new one and then replace it, and it's trying to rework it. Unfortunately.
I know you're at work, but if I can ask you to hang on real quick, Mike, we're going to take a quick break, come back, and...
I wrote a letter to my Santa last night. Yeah, I told him what I want to make my Christmas bright. And if I don't get it, I'm going to be blue. I'm going to rock a little Christmas with you.
Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio. In for Steve Cochran. And this hour is brought to you by...
Builder Supply Outlet. So we're supposed to guess who this is? Roger? Who is this?
Actually, I don't think Roger would know this.
Oh! Rockin' little Christmas with you. Is this the disc jockey?
No.
And if I get my wishes, it's gonna be delicious. A stocking full of love for two.
You got me on this one. Yeah, I've been trying to rack some... country blues kind of.
Well, you're kind of getting there. This is Brooks and Dunn.
See, and I'm not a... I
not
don't,
far off.
I'm not a Brooks and Dunn...
It's a great Christmas album. They came out with it several years ago.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Roger's just grasping the concept of, putting his key in the ignition and driving home.
Wait a minute.
That
assumes I know where my car is. I mean, come on.
No, seriously, we may be driving him home. If you're driving this morning, going to a shopping center, which many people are, if you're on the Kennedy Expressway 94 at any point, and you get up around the junction with the Edens Expressway, you see these gorgeous lights that are on top of this flat building called Novak Construction. And the chief elf over at Novak is Mike Marshock. And so, Mike, the big question this morning is, with the rain, if you can't get up there and safely put up the display, then your weekend is also working at Novak? Is that how it works?
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
No guarantees. If it can't get guys for tomorrow, definitely Monday. We'll have more guys here on Monday anyway.
Well,
I like the way the Mike is hedging his options.
Yeah,
he's just
And Steve, it's too bad, because if the weather had cooperated, I was going to be there by 10:30, and I know
we were going to wait for you too. Hope you have your jacket on.
But now it's not a good hair day for me to be up on that roof. So never mind.
I have extra hats.
Well. please, as always, thank Mr. Novak and thank you all for just decking out our building. For those of us who grew up in Chicago and remember things like the Magicus Lips and Olson Rugs, and we would look forward to little landmarks in the city that were lit, especially at the holidays, Novak is kind of, well, how many years ago did you guys start doing this?
Actually, when we moved in the building in 2000, we just started out small, and we evolved over the years. So we've been doing it for, this is our 15th Christmas, apparently.
Yeah, well, go ahead and say, because I harangued you, then you evolved into, let's do St. Patrick's Day, let's do Valentine's Day.
And the decorations got more and more over the years.
But now there's one other that you have to work on. After Christmas. Exactly. For January 8th, you got to do the Elvis roof.
Oh, just a blue.
I'll go up there and put a guitar and dance for people if they want.
Just a blue.
There you go.
I say a blue shoe.
I'm not singing, though. I'm not singing.
You know what? You're so high up there. Just move your lips, okay?
Yeah, I like that. I think Johnny had a good idea. Just one big lit up blue suede shoe.
Yes.
There you go.
Okay, I know you're thinking.
And just to have people going, huh?
What the hell?
What are they doing up there? Well, Mike, again, a happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Thank Novak. Thank Mr. Novak. And our listeners can go to NovakConstruction.com, click on Culture, as it should be, and the drop-down menu will be for holiday decor. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Well, thank you, and Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thanks.
Merry Christmas.